I think I wanted to start off the forum tonight by talking a little bit about the role of the mayor in Sitka. Sitka, of course, has what's sometimes called a weak mayor system, where the city administrator is the true sort of day-to-day manager and policymaker in the city. And one of the mayor's sort of only sort of prescribed roles is running the meetings, the assembly meetings. But of course, the role is actually quite a bit larger than that. So I'm going to ask each of you to talk a little bit about what you see the role of mayor as being and what kind of a mayor you would be. And since Mayor McConnell started off, I think, Orion, we'll start with you.
Well, I see the mayor as someone who is a vital conduit between the public and the city and the elected officials, their elected officials. And a lot of times that means being kind of the ceremonial head of state. But that's very important, too. The town and the community need someone they can rally around who can represent their values and ideas and who will, express voices that aren't often heard. And so talking with people, listening to people, being open to new ideas, to fresh perspectives, that's a critical part of being the mayor, as well as being the face of the town and also running assembly meetings.
Got it. And Mayor McConnell, I think you've said there's no handbook for being mayor. And what do you see that role as being now that you've played it for a couple of years?
Well, I have definitely said that there's no handbook. And one of the things that I've often talked about in the last 2 years since being mayor with Alaska Municipal League is asking them to please provide some training for mayors. And they're actually going to be doing that this fall for the first time. So I'm excited about that. There were enough mayors that requested it that they finally said, oh, okay, we'll see what we can put together. So that would be helpful. But one of the things I have learned is it's different in every community. And it's different with every mayor. Yes, we're a weak mayor, but it kind of depends on how involved you want to be. So I think there's times when there's mayors that just maybe they're working full time and they don't have the time to get involved, or they just don't have the inclination or whatever, or they have very specific interests and not others. And then, the next mayor that comes along, it's a completely different situation. And so their impact is going to be different from the one before them. So it's very fluid, I think. So it's dependent on the people. It's dependent on also city staff, how well you work with the city staff. And if the city staff is good at helping the mayor learn what to do and what's appropriate. I am constantly checking with staff about things. Not so much as it was earlier, but still occasionally I'll send an email off to Colleen and said, is it okay for me to be doing this? And sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes it's no. And so it's just kind of helps offer a little reality check and help me remember what the boundaries are and that kind of thing. I have to, as mayor, it's important to not do something that the assembly hasn't already approved of. You can't just act on your own on an issue that the assembly hasn't voiced an opinion on, had a vote on. So that's something that's always in the back of my mind.
And what do you feel like the mayor can do and should be doing sort of that's separate from mm-hmm. the role of simply being another assembly member?
Helping to set the agenda is a big one. So that gets done with the administrator. So, for example, we have a meeting coming up, I think it's the 14th of October. So next Wednesday afternoon, after the cutoff time, which is noon on Wednesday, the week before an assembly meeting, I'll go into the city office and sit down with Mark and Colleen, and we'll go over an agenda that's been getting worked on in the prior couple of weeks. So Colleen has a file that she puts all of the upcoming agenda items that are, maybe ordinances or some contract that needs to get signed or something that's got this, has to get taken care of for one reason or another. And so she builds that agenda and presents that to Mark and I, and we go over it. And we both, and all three of us really kind of have some input, but it's mostly Mark and I saying, yay or nay, or, and even where on the agenda it should be, and trying to figure out, well, how much time is it going to take to talk about this topic, and can we put this in this little earlier so the public that's going to be there can, they don't have to stay for the whole meeting and keep them there till the bitter end. And so just different things. And sometimes talking about the politics of an issue and trying to figure out, well, is this a good time to be doing this? And what are the chances of this passing? It gets interesting.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so, again, I have the candidates for Sitka mayor here in the studio with me, Mayor Mim McConnell and Orion Hughes Knowles, and they are taking your questions this evening. So the number to call in is 747-5877 if you have questions for your candidates for Sitka mayor. You can also email your questions to news@kcaw.org, or you can post them on Facebook.